Bushra Tangata Emanuel is with us for a regular kōrero about issues pertaining to her hood. Thanks for joining us, Kushla. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, Dale, and what a privilege to be in such company this hour.
Oh, hey, it's great to have you with us again, Kushla. Thank you. Listen, the government have announced their priority list for the next 3 months, the 36-point action plan, some say overriding the democratic process in Parliament. What are you making of their intentions?
I think Willie Jackson summed it up well when he called it the nothing plan. Especially in terms of Māori, there's nothing there for us except, you know, confirmation of repeals. And if we're looking at it with a purely Māori lens on it, the only Māori-specific intention in that plan is to remove Section 7AA from the Oranga Tamariki Act. And, you know, Dale, I'm not saying we live in this idyllic utopia where all Māori whānau are perfect, but we do know the value of whakapapa, and we're still seeing today the impact of disconnection from whakapapa, and this could just exacerbate that.
It's vital that we do try and connect people who are in state care to their whānau. Some say that they come from dysfunctional families. We can do better by having them removed from those whānau. But the data would suggest otherwise, and the issue can resurface many years down the track if people are disconnected. This whole approach to 7AA...
That's also taking a tauiwi view of what whānau is, you know, your mum, dad and your siblings. But in te ao Māori, whānau goes beyond that to aunties, uncles, cousins, hapū, iwi. So, I mean, I know for a fact Ngāti Pau, we're working on a project to try and bring whānau back, if not to their immediate whānau, to the iwi. So, you know, once again, this just seems like a scary step backwards for Māori. These things didn't happen, you know, on a whim. You know that section was incorporated because of this need. So I'll be interested to see how far that progresses. And just hope that Tama and Karen Chill will see sense.
Tēnā koe, there are some interesting things happening in your electorate. I spoke yesterday with moves to try and find formula that can assist people in methamphetamine addictions with magic mushrooms, which I found to be very intriguing just down the other side of Gisborne. What other issues are surfacing in your electorate that might indicate some ways forward for our people? We get a lot of bad news. Any good news coming out of your hood?
Well, in terms of drug addiction, I'm actually proud to let you know that my sister actually started the first live-in marae-based rehab. I think they're on their 12th intake at the moment, where people experiencing addiction and their whānau can come and stay. They have to live on the marae for 8 weeks. So that's called Huarahi Pai, and we take, even after the 12th intake, you know, we know that there's still a lot of whakamā around that. So a lot of the people who come to do Huarahi Pai here in Ngāti Porou actually come from outside the region, but typically have whakapapa here. There's a lot of interest from Kahungunu to host one there. But also I was invited to another kaupapa, a marae-based kaupapa in Kahungunu, run by the mongrel mob, per se. It's not live-in, but there are a lot of people, once again, it's we shouldn't be surprised, but people reconnecting with their identity and their tikanga and their whakapapa heal. That's a couple of things going on. I'm sure, I don't think these are going to be isolated initiatives. I think it's going to grow. And no doubt there's other kaupapa going on in Mairohe that I don't necessarily know about. But those are just a couple that are thriving.
Tēnā koe. Heather Skipworth backed you in the election. I noticed that she's resurfacing and perhaps standing for the Hastings Council. Do you support her as she did you?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think we all know that it was never Heather's intention at that time to finish her career in Parliament, and so the opportunity to still be politically active in Kahungunu, I think, is a great one. There was a lot of talk in Kahungunu about the need for more Māori representation, I met with, what's his name, Henry, who was heavily involved in advocating for the community around the New World in Flaxmere. So there's definitely an appetite for more Māori representation. And I think Heather's brand is strong. You know, she created the iconic Kaupapa Māori Hauora event, Iron Māori, which she has just handed over to Tai Whenua o Here Taunga. And beyond her passion for her community and for Kaupapa Māori, she's a very politically smart woman. So I wish her all the best. I think that would be a very positive appointment or election for that region.
Tēnā koe. You're our go-to person when we're talking about rugby, and I see Tony Johnson, who's been a long-time commentator, says that the game is in something of a crisis, that similar to what nearly consumed it in the 1980s. What about rugby? And from our perspective, what about Māori rugby? Some thoughts?
Yeah, so, I mean, people are very resistant to change, right? And, I mean, at the moment, the review that was done, the governance review, that was called for by stakeholders, has come out and recommended that there is an independent governance board. The current model is, you know, key stakeholders all have representation, such as provincial unions. Māori Rugby Board had a stakeholding a seat on the board, but the recommendation is to change that to go to fully independent. As you can imagine, provincial unions who quote-unquote are, you know, owners of the rugby union are not happy about that. And so that's going to be, that is going to be a hard thing for rugby to navigate, because where people already feel like they don't necessarily have a strong enough say. I mean, when I was involved in PUs, there was concern that rugby was becoming too commercialised and forgetting grassroots. So I think that's probably where provincial unions are coming from. I believe that the Māori Rugby Board have come to an agreement where they would perhaps consider giving up the seat if they have an equal governance-to-governance relationship with the New Zealand Rugby Board. So it's very interesting, and from what I understand, they're some tumultuous times. But I think if they just listen to everyone involved equally, there's always going to be someone who's not happy. So long as they remember, you know, who makes rugby, and that is the people and the communities. So balancing that with the commercial aspects is just going to be important, because we can't have those commercial opportunities without the players who come from grassroots anyway.
Tēnā koe. What's on your agenda for the week ahead? I know you're in recession, or recess, I should say. It's the country that's in recession.
Yeah, I'm not there yet, Dale.
What are you doing in your recess week?
It's been great. I've come home because I've been sorting my own life out a little bit this week, because I've finally found a Wellington apartment. So trying to sort out having two houses to manage, have a couple of hui back in Ngāti Pro, which has been awesome. I'm on the road to Tūranga as we speak to catch up with a couple of people. And then this weekend, Dale, this might be right up your alley. I don't want to make any assumptions, but I'm going to watch Matua Tom Jones this weekend.
Well, it's not unusual.
Yeah, no. In the interest of all my constituents.
Very good. You report back too, because he's getting a bit long in the tooth, Tom Jones. And but if he's still got the chops, well, hey, it's good to see him.
I'll give you my review.
I'll look forward to that review next week.
Awesome.
I think that should be a great concert. Thanks very much for sharing some time with us. Of course, all the best with the mahi.
Ka pai. Thanks, Dale.
We'll talk again soon.